can be. It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer, as we do every Monday morning at this time. How are you doing, Josh?
Doing all right.
Got to be all right when it's 70 degrees out yesterday.
Jeez. Holy cow.
That was the high temperature out at the airport south of town officially. Then stayed there for a while, too. It was a nice day out there.
Yeah, it was a good day to work on my snowblower.
Yeah, right. And it probably started since it was 70 degrees.
It started. I had to replace the starter, so that thing kicked over right away and changed
ready,
oil.
You're ready to go when things change, and we know they will.
And then I was greasing it up, and I broke a Zerk, so I got to wait. So I ordered a new Zerk. And so
you got a little time. It's going to be nice this week anyway.
Yeah, let's hope so.
And the Vikings won.
That was a good game, actually.
Good game. Probably the best game they've had played all year, I think. Most exciting.
Yeah, it was definitely exciting.
Yeah, that's for sure. Right down to the wire, as always.
Yep.
Well, we've got Veterans Day, of course, coming up Saturday.
Yep.
But a lot of the programs are going to be on Friday, including here in Madison. That'll be 10:30 Friday morning at the MMN Elementary School. We will be broadcasting that live.
And I'm speaking in Dawson at 10 a.m. on Friday at the auditorium there. So
we'll be reminding everybody of all the programs. I haven't got my whole list put together yet. You know, I'll be speaking over here this year. So
Those poor Madisonites.
Yeah, so make sure you show up. It's going to be good. It better be good. I'll try.
Yeah.
All right. Well, who are we saluting here today, Josh?
We are saluting all veterans this week of Veterans Week. We're spotlighting all veterans, past, present, and future. So, that includes members currently serving. So,
all right. I want to part of my talk is going to be about briefly about what are we really celebrating? You know, a lot of people get Veterans Day and Memorial Day mixed up. And
Memorial Day honors the deceased veterans.
Right. That's right.
Veterans Day honors all veterans,
living and deceased.
Yep.
Everybody on Veterans Day. So.
Yep. So because of that, we're talking a lot of businesses run some promotions for Veterans Day that I hope some area veterans take advantage of. So.
Right. And you're going to tell us about them today.
Yes, as always, as annually I do, I compile a list of promotions that veterans and service members and some first responders may qualify for some of these as well. I compiled a list of area promotions for veterans and service members. Again, I always caveat this with check with the location first just to make sure they're participating in it.
Right. Most of them do, I'm sure. But
they
do,
I always got to put that legal disclaimer on there. So,
right. So you don't drive 100 miles then find out you're not getting a discount.
Right. Well, I kept it to those within like an hour's drive from Madison. So first one we're going to start out with is Applebee's. On November 11th, active duty military veterans, reservists, National Guardsmen that dine in restaurant get a complimentary full-size entree from a special menu. They'll also receive a $5 bounce-back card to redeem for dine-in, to-go, or delivery within a three-week redemption window. On social media, there are I saw a lot of memes about free entree at Applebee's. and some of them were pretty funny. Yeah. So, Buffalo Wild Wings. Veterans and active duty service members get a free order of 10 boneless wings and fries on November 11th with a valid ID, only available for dine-in. Caribou Coffee. What veteran doesn't like coffee?
That's right. What non-veteran doesn't like? I thought everybody liked coffee. Well, I guess there are a few.
Yeah. But veterans, active duty military members, and their spouses with a valid ID receive a small hot brewed coffee of the day or cold press, excluding nitro, on Saturday, November 11th. Casey's General Stores. Now, I did speak with Bev this weekend, the manager of the Madison Casey's, and they're offering any size complimentary coffee or fountain drink to all veterans on November 11th. Dollar General. Veterans, active duty military, National Guard and Reserve, and their immediate family members save 20% November 10th through the 13th on qualifying in-store purchases. The Grand Theater.
That's right here in Madison.
Yep. Chris Kuchenmeister verified this for me. Free admission for veterans Saturday, November 11th with a veteran ID.
That's right. So come on in for a movie.
That's right. What's playing this weekend?
We've got Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah.
And we'll also have Five Nights at Freddy's, which is a kind of a horror comedy movie. So, yeah.
Yep.
It's a PG-13.
Okay. Hy-Vee, enjoy a free dine-in breakfast for veterans and active duty military members Friday, November 10th from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. It's, again, this is on Friday, November 10th, the day before Veterans Day. So, Little Caesars Pizza, veterans and active duty military get a free lunch combo at participating stores on November 11th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's a, usually a four-piece deep dish pepperoni pizza and a 20-ounce beverage. So the Madison Study Club, Sarah Sponsolowski sent me this email a couple weeks ago. I verified it with her last week. And shout out to her husband, Dan, who now works at the, for La Caprile County at the courthouse. He's the second maintenance man. So. The Madison Study Club is once again offering free coffee or pop to veterans. A free drink coupon is redeemable at the Pantry Cafe, Madison Mercantile, or Detoy's Family Restaurant, all located in Madison. Coupons will be available at the Veterans Day program. If a veteran did not receive their coupon at the program, no worries. The three businesses will have one available if needed. The coupon will be honored the week of November 10th through the 17th, and they appreciate our service. Terry Redland Arts Center. On Veterans Day, it has become a tradition to honor veterans visiting the Redland Arts Center with a small complimentary print. This Veterans Day, Saturday, November 11th, the Redland Arts Center will continue the tradition. A complimentary print is available as a gift from the Redland family to all servicemen and women who are able to physically visit the Redland Arts Center in Watertown, South Dakota, and show a military identification card. The Redland Arts Center is not able to mail prints or give prints to family members of veterans unable to visit in person on Veterans Day. And they're open Saturday, November 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and free admission. Normally, that's a free complimentary print that's unframed, but you can also they discount small framed prints. I've decorated my office and part of my living room with prints that I've purchased on Veterans Day at the Redland Arts Center. So it's a good deal. Runnings, military, police, fire, EMT, men, women, retired, active, showing a valid ID to receive a 10% discount on regular price merchandise on Saturday, November 11th. Discount does not apply to alcohol, ammunition, fishing, hunting licenses, gift cards, guns, layaways, previous purchases, rain checks, special orders, steel, Under Armour trigger, Weber, wood heating pellets, or Yeti. Offer good in-store only, limited stock on hand, and no rain checks. Lots of disclaimers there. But 10% off at Runnings for any regular price merchandise for military, police, fire, and EMTs on Saturday, November 11th. Starbucks coffee. Again, what veteran doesn't like coffee? Starbucks is honoring those who have served with a free tall 12-ounce hot or cold brewed coffee for veterans, military service members, and military spouses who visit participating U.S. stores on November 11th. Target is offering a 10% military discount from October 29th through November 11th to all active duty military personnel, veterans, and their families. Discount can be used two separate transactions, applies to all in-basket items, online or in-store. So if you want to place an order online for the Target between October 29th and Saturday, by all means do so. You get a 10% discount. You can also use that in-store. So Tractor Supply Company. Active duty military veterans and their dependents get a 15% discount on November 11th. That's where I get a lot of my dog toys. Walgreens on November 10th through the 13th, so Saturday through Monday, it looks like. Veterans, active duty military, and their families receive 20% off regular price eligible store items at any Walgreens or Duane Reade drugstore nationwide. So again, disclaimer, please check with locations to verify participation in these nationally advertised promotions. I've done some checking on some local ones, but it behooves, it's a I love that military term. Behooves.
It's a good word.
Yeah. Behooves a person to, you know, check before any significant purchases are made. So
The Chamber will be offering free Lutefisk for veterans if they participate in the Lutefisk eating contest.
I won't be participating.
That would be in that everybody. Even non-veterans are welcome as well. But, that'll be starting at 7 o'clock on Friday night at the Madison VFW Club. So
does that include Jerry Ostras?
It does. We've got about six people taking Jerry on this year, and there's about 30 contestants, between 30 and 40 so far. We're shooting for 50 because it's 50th anniversary. So,
you know, I'm gonna stick with the winner. I'm gonna root for Jerry.
All right.
You know, he can have my share of Lutefisk.
I'm sure he'll eat it.
I'm sure he has a lot of people's share of Lutefisk.
That's
so.
Right. All right.
Again, this will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week, along with Veterans Day program announcements. Again, I'll be speaking in Dawson, so hopefully that doesn't deter anybody from attending the Dawson program.
So I was willing to record your show a little bit ahead of time for this next week.
What's that?
I suppose I'll have to record your show a little bit ahead. Well, that's Monday. No, I was thinking Monday, not Friday. Never mind. We'll be live.
Yep, I'll be in the office this week, but county offices will be closed on Friday in honor of Veterans Day. Yep. So, but next week I'll only be in the office on Monday. I have some meetings out of town that I have to participate in. So,
all right, sounds good. Well, we encourage everybody to take in their Veterans Day program again. Be listening to Q92 here. We'll have them and check the Western Guard, the Dawson Sentinel. They'll always have a good. Article on the different programs that are going on around the area. So,
yep, be sure to thank a veteran this week.
And if you have to work or something, you can listen in the veterans program from the school here. It'll be broadcast on Q92 at 10:30.
Yep, and take a gander at the courthouse when it's dark out.
It's going to be green.
Operation Greenlight is in full effect.
That's cool.
I'm looking
forward to it.
That's amazing.
Is it working? It'll be on tonight? Or?
I'm pretty sure it will be. They, you know, everything got hooked up last week, and, you know, I saw a picture of it, and it looks good. So
very good. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
All right, Josh. Well, thanks. We'll see you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benegalak, Parl Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.
Dave at Doug Service and Marine of Canby says, how do we stay small and sell big? It's simple. Years of experience at Doug Service and Marine Incorporated.